Welcome, fans, to Roosters Radio, an episode this week where we'd rather forget last week's game against the Eagles, Silky, but what an action-packed show. Tonight we talk to coach Craig Fitzgibbon, of course, the defensive coach of the Roosters, and some exciting news and a big connection with the club. Usain Bolt this week getting beaten by Justin Gatlin in the World Championships 100-metre final. Got a Roosters Radio exclusive.
We sure do, Bush. Good evening, Roosters fans, wherever you may be listening to us around the world. That's right. We're going to be talking to Hayden Knowles, who's part of the high performance group at the Roosters. Hayden has extensive knowledge of Usain Bolt. He was part of the Usain Bolt's camp, as a matter of fact, and earlier this year brought Leroy Gray out to be part of the coaching team at the Roosters. So we're going to chat to Hayden later on in the show. But Bush, let's talk about the Manly game. You know, hard to get some positives out of it. 18-4, a couple of minutes prior to halftime. Manly get in for a try. They almost got another one right on the bell, and, you know, they didn't really seem to turn up in that second half.
Yeah, look, I said on last week's Roosters Radio that'd be a tough side. You know, we don't profess to be experts here. We say we're of the fans, by the fans. We've all watched enough footy against the Eagles to know that they're not so much a bogey side, but one of us are going to give it to the other. It just ends up that way. They don't have too many tight ones. They always seem to run away with it. And run away they did. Look, Manly were just stronger. We seemed to lose our way in the second half. There were some good performances, and it was really, you know, to use the cliche, a game of two halves.
There was a couple of good performances. I thought Daniel Tupu, prior to getting injured, in the 65th minute, was playing some good football. Latrell Mitchell in that first half was scintillating on that left side. In fact, the left side was, you know, working really well. And also want to give a rap to Isaac Liu, who personally I don't think gets enough accolades for the way he plays the game.
Well, he's played over 100 games for our club, and he got a try in his 100th a couple of weeks ago. But his work rate the other night, he could have been Siwa, he could have been Boyd, he could have been anyone. I think you're right, he doesn't get the raps. But that's a good thing for our club because he's probably not watched as closely. Watch what happens from here to the finals.
Bit of a sour note, couple of injuries. Daniel Tupu, groin injury, looks like missing between 4 and 6 weeks. On the plus side, Siwa Takiaho did go off pretty much late in the first half, but it's not the broken or the compound fracture of the finger that they expected, more of a dislocation, and he's been selected to play Melbourne this week.
Yeah, look, they're going to be tough, the Storm, and it's good to have, you know, those players only off the field for a short while. But, you know, you want your full cattle on. I believe this week we welcome back Jake Friend and Boyd Cordner, so that's going to be exciting.
It sure is. Bush, speaking of Storm, we have a bit of an exclusive for the Roosters faithful out there. Many of you will remember that roughly 2 months ago, we headed over to the Philippines as sponsors of the Pampanga Roosters, jumper sponsors. Well, we're back. We're happy to announce that we're back here in Pampanga. The grand final's this Sunday, and it sees the Pampanga Roosters taking on the San Fernando Stormbush, and we're excited.
Look, we're hugely excited here in the dressing rooms, and what a great place to record. You can just smell the liniment. You can just smell the atmosphere. You know, it's exciting for the fans of Pampanga. You know, they had a pretty checkered run into this grand final. I mean, you know, they had their last few games where they took down the Angeles City Dragons and the San Fernando Storm to get in. Of course, in the finals, Silky, they had a game against the Malakabat Eagles and, of course, the Talatak Titans. So the Pampanga Roosters are in good stead. But I tell you what, it's anyone's game this weekend. You know, they're playing you know, this week's tournament. It's going to be a tough one.
Well, they are, Bush. Look, San Fernando came in with big wins over Luzon Broncos in the major semi, and they won a tight one over the Mindanao Raiders 2 weeks ago. Look, the Pampanga Roosters are led around the field by their talisman captain, Robbie Guevara. We spoke to him a couple of months ago here on Roosters Radio, and there's a lot to like about him, particularly in defence.
Yeah, look, he bases his game on Luke Keary. He said that 2 months ago in May, and his form showed it. He spoke of it, he delivered it. And what I love about Robbie is what he says is what he does. If it's going to happen, he makes it happen. He's a great leader, he's a great captain. Now, we've also been joined, Silky. We've got the pleasure of a couple of great Pampanga Roosters fans in Byrne, Camille and Catherine, and they just wanted to say a few words on behalf of their great captain. Now, girls, we're just here in the Pampanga Roosters dressing room, of course, and Byrne, we'll start with you. You must be so excited for this week's grand final, led by local captain Robbie Guevara.
Yes, super excited. And with Robbie, Robbie's a very dedicated man, and what can I say? He's just awesome.
Well, Camille, you must back that up, and what a good man and what a great leader. Big grand final this week. You're a big Robbie Guevara fan.
Robbie is a strong leader, and I really like him a lot.
Well, there you hear it, fans. Finally, just to bring us home, Silky, is Catherine. Of course, Catherine's holding up the Robbie Guevara sign and the face mask that all the fans will be wearing this week at the ground. And Catherine, you know a bit about Robbie. You've been following his career since he was a young man from this area. You must be proud.
I am super proud. And Robbie did show his attacking skills at the Sofitel Championships, where he leads from the front with no-nonsense defense. And we do expect to win, aren't we, guys?
Yes.
Right. Well, there you have it, live from the dressing rooms there, Silky. Pampanga Roosters fans, we want to thank so much Bern, Camille and Catherine. It's a super week to be in Philippines, super week to be in Pampanga. And let's say, let's go the Roosters.
You're on Roosters Radio. When we come back, assistant coach Craig Fitzgibbon.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans. One of our favourites of all time. You know, if you had a box of Cadbury favourites, there'd be a few of him in there because every club wants one. We've got one. Would you please welcome to Roosters Radio, live on our Express Roosters Radio this week, the great, one and only Craig Fitzgibbon. Fitz, are you with us?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Mate, we're really, really well. We appreciate your time. We know you're off the back of a busy week. Mate, let's get straight to it for the fans. There's lots of social media out there on Roosters Radio, and we've had a few voice bites come through about the game on Sunday. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was so far out in the season, you're probably expecting to have a wobble at some point or another. We probably weren't anticipating a wobble like we had the other day, but we're still, positively speaking, still sitting second. It certainly didn't knock us too far out of sync. We still played some good footy there. We just got to have some more defensive lapses, which has been uncharacteristic over the last decent period of time. So we'll work hard on that this week before going to Melbourne. But we're supremely confident. We know where we went wrong and what we've got to improve. And Manly played one hell of a game in response to a poor fortnight for them.
Yeah, Fitzy, just on Manly, I mean, we talked about it last week on Roosters Radio. They're not so much our bogey side, but they're a game that can go either way. They certainly needed to have that win, and they certainly showed that with the end result. But they turned up, didn't they?
They did. I think when you see a team like that, you can see a really clear focus from a team like Manly when they're under pressure like that. They're, simple principles or basic fundamentals of footy were really high. They completed on. They tackled really strongly, they defended well, and they ran the ball hard with plenty of support around them. Unfortunately for us, we probably took our foot off the gas and we got out to a comfortable lead there and assumed it was going to go in our favour again as it has the previous few weeks. But hats off to Manly in their response to their game. But for us, we're disappointed in that performance because we feel like we're a better team than what we showed the other day.
Fitz, on the injury list, we have Daniel Tupu pulling up just before he got tackled and it looked pretty nasty with his groin, but he's walking around, as Robbo said in the press conference. Also got an injury to Siwa. How are we looking from an injury perspective?
Yeah, Siwa will still have some time up our sleeve with. We'll just check out the finger goes and see if it heals and there's no infection and whatnot where the split was. On the fracture there, but also with Daniel, we unfortunately hurt his groin there. He'd be out for an extended period, but not for the season. We hope to get him back. And he's actually had probably on a lesser degree a similar strain earlier in the year, which he healed quite well from. So, this predictor for us going forward is that he's already overcome the injury once, he can do it again.
Fitzy, Silky, mate, while we're on the point of injuries, great to see that both captains Boyd Cordner and Friendy have been named for this week in this very important match against Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. We have been without those guys for some time now, and we'd like to think that it could be a blessing in disguise for the team. I thought the people that come into the team that performed super, super well. Like Ryan Madison's been, what a year. He's had a real future player for us, and young Victor Radley. It's exciting to see. Boys, a mistake to see an Eastern Suburbs junior come in, but he didn't just come in. He looked like he'd been playing first grade for 10 years by the way he played. So we've got some real good quality people to fill in those places, but you'd be lying if you said it doesn't give the team a shot of confidence to see Cordner and Sandy back.
Mate, you know a bloke that doesn't seem to get the accolades, so I just want to give a special mention to, particularly the last 2 weeks. Isaac Liu, the way he's been ball running, mate, I think he's been exceptional with the ball in hand. Gets through a fair bit of work too, but just doesn't seem to get the due credit that he deserves.
Yeah, we don't understand why internally it is not valued more by the New Zealand team. He's played for Samoa a number of times. He's toured with New Zealand but never actually played for them. Went away as a touring member and never got a game. But we feel like he's grown even another level this year where he's been a really, really solid player throughout the middle parts of the game. But for us, in his starting performances this year, like he's come straight on the field and has been in between Jared and Dylan Napa as our starting middles and he's already
bumped
up good, hasn't he? I'm with you,
Silky.
I think he's massively underrated.
Mate, obviously, Saturday night we take on the all-powering Melbourne team. How do we beat them?
You have to match their consistency and their performance. They're always a complete high. They kick the ball really well. They defend really stoutly. I think I mentioned how Melbourne Manly played at the basic fundamentals of the game. Well, Melbourne do that better than anyone. So you've got to make sure you actually tick that box yourself and match them in those departments. But back to you got some footy that can cause some confusion to their system and hopefully jag a few more points at them. But you have to play really well. You really have to get out there and get those basic fundamentals right and hope that your team's got enough initiative and creativity to come up with something a little bit extra than
already. Fitz, just on the wrestle with Melbourne, we talk on the defence with Melbourne, I should say. They're very well known for the wrestle. I know it's something important to you, the wrestling, and we'll get to your wrestling and your coaching in a minute. But how important is the wrestle to out-wrestle the Melbourne Storm?
They've always been the best at it. And I think that, there's wrestling teams that don't necessarily say Cronulla tackle really well, but don't wrestle and manage to beat the Storm. I think it can get down to the referee's interpretation and what they set the trend of the game with early. If they let it sink into the game, then you've got to really fight hard to play the ball quick, hopefully get some slight support numbers to get some defenders off. And get some less people numbers to the tackle. But I think with Melbourne's wrestling, we found in our own games when we're tackling or wrestling well, if the referees get us up nice and quick and the game gets the flow, then that'll be the case. And if they slow it down, then it'll be a battle in that department, but one that we're ready to match.
Fitz, on your own wrestling, I know you work heavily with the boys in defence and our defensive coach. JT working on our attack, Robbo, our head coach, it's a formidable team itself. But without, great coaching, you need great mentors yourself. You've got your own wrestling mentor, which Silky and I had the pleasure of meeting as we walked around to the Roosters Radio Captain's Club a couple of weeks back. And I tell you what, he didn't look like any slouch.
The great Larry Papadopoulos does a bit of work with us we go down to boxing works and he's got a couple of boxing works, gyms, one at Surry Hills and tram sheds out at Glebe that we use regularly to get some work done there and focus on, some bits of those play the balls and tackling that we like to work on. But, it's been great for us. I didn't realise that you're a budding jiu-jitsu star yourself, Silky, but...
Yeah, mate, I used to do a bit of the jiu-jitsu. I got my leg broken in a takedown gone wrong, Fitzy.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I had no idea, but I'm nearly found passion, mate. My body doesn't support the habit, unfortunately. It keeps breaking down on me as well, but I'm enjoying getting into it myself. But, Larry's been great for us, and it really helps to have an eye on. Larry's actually really good friends with the Melbourne Storm, tackling the wrestling coach, Johnny Donahue, so it's good to have those guys on board.
Are you a gi or a no gi man, Fitzy? And if so, what belt are you sporting?
Silky, only been ripping in for the last sort of 12 months hard, but doing both, when I get time and depending on how the body holds up. The gi tends to rattle the old busted fingers and wrists up pretty bad. I find the no gi is a bit more enjoyable, but you got to do your time in the gi to get forward, mate. But still learn, but that's what I love about it, Silky. It's so humbling. You start. You just find every week that you got so much to learn, and it's such a slow process. It's a bit like human chess, really, trying to figure it all out. But I'm enjoying doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for a man who lives in compression garments, mate, you just be careful out there.
Will do, mate. Will do.
Now, let's not leave it there, mate. Where does someone, I'm not mentioning any names, but there's a few fans I know that like to get a bit fitter, maybe lose a bit of weight before Christmas. They've probably carried a bit of weight for a little while. Everyone tells them wrestling's the key, Jim Dimmick being one of them, former Roosters junior and Paddington Gulp, also a blue belt. Mate, where would we find Larry and where would we be able to learn from the great man?
Yeah, get down to Surrey Hills, Favreau Street, Surrey Hills, the Boxing Works. He's got another one at King's Cross and the other one at the Tram Shed. They had a great, beautiful setup out at Glee now with the old Harold Park Trotts has been renovated. Actually, some really nice cafes and restaurants at the Boxing Works gym down there.
Fitzy, I'm going to leave you on this note. If you were a fly on the wall and you hopped in the Roosters coaching box on Saturday night and you decided to buzz out of there for a while and get into the Melbourne box, and what would the differences be?
Guys have all seen Billy A quite animated in the box. Robbo's a little bit more mild-mannered, probably, I'd say, but there's still a tendency to be a hostile environment, those coaching boxes, I can tell you that. A bit of emotion getting mentioned and whatnot, but hopefully if we're playing well enough and we're playing as good as we can as a team, then we've got him nice and animated and cranky in the box over the other side. That'd be ideal for us if he's lined up.
Yes, well, mate, you know that Fit Services is a proud sponsor of Luke Keary. When they do put the Craig Fitzgibbon statue up at the Allianz Stadium there, I'll be making sure I sponsor that statue and keep it clean, free of bird droppings and the like, mate, because we love having you on Roosters Radio. The fans love you, and we really appreciate your time.
No worries. Good. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
See you, Fitzy. Well, there you have it, Silky. What a great man. Great interview.
It sure was, Bush. And look, one of the absolute all-time greats of the club. And interesting to see he's taking up the jiu-jitsu. Look, it's not for the faint-hearted, Bush. And as he said, it's easy to get injured in this mental warfare that is jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And look, talking jiu-jitsu, Melbourne Storm are known for the wrestle. So I think our boys have really got to work on their speed around the ruck.
I'm gonna just hop in for a second, Bush. Yes. Watch Cameron Smith grab just above or around the elbow, yeah. So the upper arm, to slow the play of the ball down. If there's any referees listening, you better listen too.
Well, can I say this? I talked to Fitzy about Larry, and you just heard him say it then. What I love about our club and our coaching environment at the moment, the fans love it. We had voice bites it last week, is they're breaking the game down to such a granular level. And if you watch what Fitzy's doing with the defensive team, Larry is trying to counteract that. So yep. You're a jiu-jitsu man yourself. I don't want to talk about knowing jiu-jitsu. What I did know is I asked Fitzy about the structure. And what he said was he breaks the tackle down into four or five or six parts, and the Roosters are counteracting all that from Melbourne to speed the play the ball up. It's going to be a cracking game. We know it's going to be one in the forwards. Melbourne have got a great pack. It's going to be really interesting to see how we out-wrestle Melbourne. In fact, we're going to have a voice bite on next week's show about the wrestle, about how the defensive forward matchups were.
You're on Roosters Radio. Back in a sec.
Welcome back, Roosters fans. And Silky, the big names every week keep coming from Roosters Radio. And I tell you what, we've got another big name in our high-performance coaching department, of course, Hayden Knowles. We talked a bit earlier in the show about the Inner Sanctum connection with Usain Bolt and the Usain Bolt camp. And to talk to us tonight in our Roosters fans about that and more is Hayden Knowles. Welcome, Hayden.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I look forward to chatting to you guys tonight because Usain Bolt's no doubt the topic of conversation in world sport, and I know you boys love your sport, so we do have a bit of a connection there with the Roosters, so fire away.
Well, take us back, Hayden, to where it all began. I mean, you've been involved with the Usain Bolt training camps, I suppose, but you also brought Leroy Gray, who was one of the coaches of Hayden Oz, to the Roosters.
Yeah, Leroy, who's been mentored by the godfather of coaching and probably the best track and field coach ever, is Glenn Mills. Mr. Mills is Bolt's coach and heads up the races track club in Kingston. Leroy worked with him for about 14 odd years and been part of Bolt's personal team from about 2009. And yeah, we brought him to the Roosters at the start of this pre-season, and he was fantastic for us, all the boys and all the staff. And me personally, you know, he's been great to me. They've had me over there in Kingston before with their camp, and you know, people like Norman Peart, who's been Bolt's manager from day one, who's a good friend of mine, he has arranged for me to be over there a couple of times and take athletes over. And yeah, it's where the magic happens, that's for sure, in Kingston, in the club in particular races. It's they just keep producing.
What's it like inside the camp? You know, are there any similarities between what they do over there in Jamaica and the Roosters?
Oh, yeah, boys. The similarities are, they're like one big football club, to be honest. Even right down to there's a beautiful lady, Mrs. Cook, Cynthia Cook. She's almost like Kath King is to us at the Roosters, you know? Like, yeah. She's the godmother, she's the grandmother, she's the mother, she's the sister. She's, like, she looks after them. And then, you know, Glenn Mills, who the athletes compare, they call him the guru. He's almost a bit of a – he's a lot older than Trent Robinson. he's been coaching Olympic finalists since 1984, so he's been around a long time. But he's almost a bit of a Robbo and Nick Politis combined.
Wow.
That's an interesting mix.
You know, like, he runs the club. He's the boss. Like, he's the godfather.
So he speaks
– president of the club. He's also the head coach, you know.
Does that mean he speaks with a bit of broken English but knows his stuff backwards?
That's him. That's Mr. Mills for sure, just like Mr. Politis. But he's a head coach as well, and he has some fantastic assistant coaches that are around, you know, running around doing all the real attention to detail stuff. In the same way Robbo has, you know, guys like Fitzy and JT and Kingy. So, like, he's got a really good staff, good physical staff. The athletes themselves are a bit like us. There's a squad of about, when I turned up, the first day I turned up, everywhere you looked was a world champion, a Commonwealth champion, an Olympic champion, a medalist, a finalist. There was about 40 or 50 of them.
Yeah. Wow.
In the same way we have 20s and, you know, Wyong in first grade. Like, and the environment they create, they all just push each other on a daily basis. Like, watching Bolt race his reps out with Johan Blake and Bailey Cole and Warren Weir, like, these are all Olympic finalists.
Wow.
It's almost like watching Jared Hargraves and Dylan Napa bash each other on a daily basis. What they do is they push each other and the cream rises to the top. In the same way, every single day at the Roosters, there's players pushing each other for positions. And it makes us all better. So there's a lot of similarities. I could talk about their club, the Racers Club, for hours, you know. Even the whole nation, how, you know, track and field is their number one sport, like rugby league is to us. The rivalries between clubs, it starts at a high school level over there.
Yep.
The rivalries are fierce. And their rivalries between sprint clubs are similar to a South Roosters rivalry, you know. It's an incredible place, it really is.
Yeah. Hey, and what are the characteristics? I mean, we just to touch and finalise on Usain Bolt before we ask you a couple of key questions on our Roosters. As an athlete, what makes him so great to you?
Yeah, he obviously he's a bit of a freakish athlete. Physique and his stride length, he's just got such an advantage over his opposition. But it's also his character and his relaxed nature that allows him to perform so well, so consistently for so many years. He was running times as a 16-year-old that no Australian ever has in history, actually. He was faster in the 200 as a 16-year-old as any of Australians ever have been. So he was a freak from a young age. He was doing things at a young age, a bit like a Latrell Mitchell for us was doing, an 18-year-old was doing things that 10-year players couldn't do, you know.
Yeah.
So he's a freakish talent, but combined with that, he just works so hard. He just respects the sport by working hard. And yeah, I was a bit in awe to be able to witness that, because most people feel like he's just a freak, but I've been able to see how hard he and his team work. So yeah. I really respect him for that as well, not just the freak that we all see.
Hayden, you've worked with boxers, you know, athletes of all different, you know, discus, for example, sprinters. You've got a raft of different backgrounds. But when Leroy Gray came in the pre-season, what did he have to offer our playing group?
It was really good. I mean, the cool Jamaican accent straight away. And when he rocked up to training in his full kit on day one, and he's a big, strong man with, you know, in great shape himself. So he grabbed the boy's attention straight away as soon as he opened his mouth. I can't reenact the accent for you, but...
Can you have a little crack, just for our fans? Just a little phrase.
No, but what he did, he basically emphasised there is no magic over there. They do the fundamentals well. And that related to what we've worked hard on this year. He took us to the hills. We did some work up and down the hills in the pre-season, which was great. And even seeing him run with the boys was quite a sight. You know, like this guy's in his mid-40s and he was blowing everyone away. So, he was basically emphasised the fundamentals. And even what amazed the coaching staff and the staff around was, even though track and field's an individual sport, he just loved the team environment. He really did. He really encouraged it. And then I think once he emphasises the hard work, what comes with that is belief. And we just got a lot of belief going. And I really appreciate the time that he put in with us. I mean, he still sends us messages nearly every week after a game. So he's wearing the Roosters colours around Kingston. He sent me photos, actually, wearing Roosters tracksuit, hats, jerseys, the whole bit. So he's a great man, Leroy, great.
Yeah, we're global, mate, and it's guys like you. You know, our esteemed chairman, Nick Politis, has got the Greek Roosters. Silky and I are flying the flag for the Pampanga Roosters in the Philippines. We're global, baby.
We're global.
Hayden, just to bring it to the Roosters this week, you know, mate, you know, you're held in pretty high regard yourself amongst the clubs with what you do and the work you do with athletes and of course, the high-performance area. Can I ask you, what do we have to do this week to beat Melbourne? We asked Craig Fitzgibbon the same.
Yeah, well, it's funny. We were just talking about doing the fundamentals and we talked about Bolt, who respects his sport by working hard. I mean, our boys, they respect the game and they respect where we're at and they've worked hard. And I think if we do the fundamentals well, I know the beliefs there. Like a lot of the things we've just spoke about, what Leroy brought, what the Bolt camp do, the reason they have so much belief that they can achieve anything is because they've done the work. And I think that's our boys, you know. They have to, and they're going to have to be good because obviously we're up against some good opposition, but I think the fundamentals, I'm not sure what Fitzy said. I don't know if he probably went into more detail than me, but I have a belief that fundamentals never fail.
I think, you know, what amazes me is we talked to two of the coaching staff, Fitzy being the defensive coach, you working in the high-performance team, you have got no idea what each other said. And now as fans, and we only are fans of the game and watch it lovingly, we realise why we're going so well. You guys are on exactly the same page. And I've got to tell you, mate, it's a real joy for Roosters fans to get that insight, that connection with Usain Bolt, the connection with Leroy Gray that you bring. And, mate, we really appreciate your time on Roosters Radio. Look forward to talking to you more. And mate, let's get a great win on Sunday.
We'll keep going global.
Absolutely.
Keep going global, boys. Are you watching the championship, by the way, the track and field?
Yes, we have been watching it. And just a quick last one for our fans. Look, I watched the video with Justin Gatlin there, and you know, at first when I heard it, and you know, knowing his history and his record, I was a bit sweet and sour. I'm a massive Usain Bolt fan. Silky models some of his own training on Usain Bolt as he runs to the buffet or to No Names to get his schnitzel, like the technique is similar. But I mean, you know, you're a high performance coach, you've seen it. How do you feel about a guy that's had a bit of a checkered past? I suppose it's a bit Gatlin-esque, if you will. So how do you feel when you have someone that has a, you know, I suppose a checkered past, winning and beating a champion on his last day?
Oh, to be honest, for me, being a fan of the whole crew over there in Jamaica, and to be honest, it was hard to swallow, really hard to swallow for me. I know some people might think, you know, give someone a second chance, and I'm sure Bolt was respectful and all that type of stuff. And I know Gatlin says he respects Bolt, but in my eyes, Gatlin hasn't respected the sport.
Thank you.
The reason why we love Bolt so much is because he respects the sport. And I don't think Gatlin has respected it He'll say that he does. He'll say that he respects the sport, of course, but the evidence is he hasn't. So you can't argue with that evidence. It's like getting a red light camera speeding ticket comes in the mail. The evidence is there.
Yeah, you know, 100% right.
The evidence is there that Gatlin, at some stage, cheated the sport. So it was really, really hard for me to swallow, to be honest.
Yeah. No, mate, wise words and well spoken. Well, look, Hayden, we love having you on Roosters Radio, and, mate, you've been on a couple of times, and that will continue as we unfold towards a run to the finals. And, mate, we really love talking to you. Go the Roosters on Sunday, and let's hope we get the win.
Thanks, boys. I love your show too. It's great.
There you have it, Silky. Great insight. I mean, what a great interview, and, you know, really good, you know, access for our Roosters fans to intersect them of a world champion.
Absolutely. Look, Hayden Knowles has coached the likes of Danny Green, Danny Samuels, you know, names that have been world champions in their sport. He knows what he's talking about. And just, you know, just to reiterate, with the Justin Gatlin, not only has he been caught cheating once, Bush, but cheating twice. So, yeah,
but you know,
Hayden's a charm.
Hayden's extremely well respected amongst the players, amongst the rugby league community. In fact, amongst the Australian athletes, alumni, different sports, boxers, discus, you name it. And it's nice to hear him say that, because those fundamentals he talks of, if you're a young fan listening to Roosters Radio, and there's plenty, we know that the junior reps listen to it, you want to be coached by people like Hayden Knowles. You want to know that, get the fundamentals right, do the time, respect the sport, you'll get there, and hard work brings freedom and joy.
You're on Roosters Radio, back in a sec. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. I'm Bush. What a great show. I mean, we spoke to Craig Fitzgibbons about the team thus far this season, and some really good insights there from Hayden Knowles on the great athlete Usain Bolt.
Yeah, I mean, what a great insight for Roosters fans. The inner sanctum, you know, bringing out his coach earlier this year, you know, getting beat, just his thoughts about the effect it had on the Roosters, and, you know, what it takes, the great characteristics it is to be that sort of an athlete. Big show here live from Pumprengo in the Philippines. Silky, going to be a big matchup this week against Melbourne. The fans are salivating. It's 1-2. Due to some losses, I think, to the Sharks, so we kept our second spot. Melbourne looked like they might grab the JJ Giltinan, but if we beat them this week, then who knows?
Really important game. The next 2 weeks, we take on both Melbourne and Cronulla. And Bush, look, looking at the team list, 1-17, Jake Friend, Boyd Cordnerback's a huge plus. Young Victor Radley and Ryan Madison moved back to the bench. I also want to give a special mention to Ryan Madison. I think he's been really devastating, his ball running and defence in particular. Orbo to the centres, Joey Mona to the wing, Aiden Guerra back on the run-on side, and, of course, Siwa on the bench at the moment. It's a very important game, and, I mean, you said earlier on the show it's going to be won by the Roosters forwards. I tend to think our backs are going to have a fair bit to do, so I think they need to turn up, particularly our left and right sides out wide. We know Melbourne are going to throw a lot at us, and it's just, you know, it's up to us to, you know, weather the storm, as it were.
Yeah, look, they're going to be tough. We talked about it in the wrestle. You know, we talked about Melbourne being, you know, the competition leader and the benchmark. You know, and you talk about the insights of the two coaches. I think it's a sweet versus sour, a sugar lemon. Craig Bellamy's such a passionate coach. I could imagine that he's the sort of guy, if you're a young footballer, and we all were, you just want to play for. But equally, and that's intense, you know, equally Coach Robinson, so composed, yet gets the exact same result. So this is going to be a battle of tactics, battle of master coaches. It is going to be one on the forwards. The Melbourne Storm have got a huge pack. They've got a good pack. They're mobile. They're good with the ball, and we've got to be able to contain them. Our defence is what Coach Robinson bases his whole game on. I think that's what's going to win us the game.
Well, as you said, it's 1-2. Everything to play for, top four positions included. It's a big game. How do you see it?
Yeah, Roosters in a tight one. It's only going to be 4 points in it. I'm going to call it 12-8.
12-8. I think we'll win by one. Fingers crossed anyway. You've been listening to Roosters Radio. Special thanks to our special guests, Hayden Knowles, and, of course, Craig Fitzgibbon. That's it for this week's show. East to West.